Good evening and welcome to White Spot Giants This Week, home of Vancouver hockey and the home of the Giants. This is Sportsnet 650. My name is Dan O'Connor, voice of the Giants, and what a start to the season it was for the G-Men. Saturday night in Victoria, the Giants skating to a commanding 5-0 victory over the Royals. They outshot them 48-16. They outscored them 5-0. Plenty of notable reaction from that weekend, segueing to the home opener for the Vancouver Giants, presented by White Spot. Friday night, 7:30 at the Langley Event Center, the Vancouver Giants take to the ice for the first time at the LEC since February 28th, 2020. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to head to Prince George. We're going to hear from the voice of the Prince George Cougars, Fraser Rogers. He is going to tell us all about the opponent for the Vancouver Giants that they will be facing this coming weekend on Friday at the LEC. We're also going to hear, a little later on in this segment, from 20-year-old defenseman Connor Horning. 200 games now in the WHL for Connor Horning, and in his 200th in Victoria, he had a goal. He was the first star of the game for the Giants in their victory. We'll hear from Connor Horning coming right up. But first, in case you missed it, the post-game reaction from Vancouver Giants associate coach Keith McCambridge after he reflects on his team's 5-0 victory Saturday night. He spoke to Bill Wilms and I in the immediacy following the game. Keith McCambridge recapping the 5-0 win for the Vancouver Giants to kick off the show.
I thought obviously coming in here, their opener, there's lots of energy on Victoria's side of things. I thought the group as a whole did a good job with regards to trying to calm things down after the first two shifts, supporting pucks better. And then we're able to get a little bit more of some offensive looks, some ozone time after those two initial shifts. But overall, obviously liked our game, liked the amount of shots that we generated. We felt for the most part we were able to get in the goaltender's vision. When you're looking at the beginning of the season, there were some positives. There was lots of positives. There was certain blocks of the game where some of our habits weren't in the right place, but for being able to play the right way with that kind of lead, we'll take that effort tonight.
We had Ron Toigo, the owner, on in between periods, and he talked about Fabian Lysell is probably going to end up being the best skater in this league. What does he look like from ice level?
Well, his speed, the possession with the puck, the way he's able to see plays, to create space for himself. You can see why he was picked where he was picked. But again, the biggest reason why he's here is to make the adjustment to this smaller ice surface, the North America game. All of a sudden when you're on this this size of ice, when you look to take the puck from the corner, you don't have two or three strides to get your head up and make a play. Somebody's on you right away. It's a little bit more of a physical grind. Those are things that he's going to learn and that you see with players that come from Europe that pick up when they get their opportunity to play on the smaller ice surface. But real exciting young man. Great shot, dynamic player, and is just every one of the guys is excited to be able to have a chance to have a rotation to play with him.
Coach, let me tell you, you've played 3 games, 2 preseason games, Kamloops, Prince George, Victoria. You've played from behind for a total of 1:04. Overall, defensively, how are you happy with your squad?
We like the way that our back end, we're supporting each other with coming back in our own zone. We were giving the defense some options, to move pucks, to get out of our own end and not, again, give up those long 45-second, minute 15 seconds where you're caught in your own end. And when there was some breakdowns in tonight's game, as you guys saw, we thought our goaltender did his job and made the saves that he needed to make.
Just some immaculate coaching on the back end, too, from Paul Fricker tonight on the bench, I'm sure. Coach, 5 different goal scorers in this game. Just watching this team, talking with you, talking with Michael, depth and kind of well-rounded scoring, I think, is going to be one of the calling cards of this team this season. How encouraged are you to see, 5 different players find the score sheet tonight? It wasn't one line in particular that just dominated the stat sheet. Is that going to be sort of the calling card of the Vancouver Giants this season, in your opinion?
Usually teams that have success and are able to do well in the regular season, hopefully push deep into the playoffs, are usually able to pull from their third, fourth line. You have lines where guys have your 10-plus goals. They're able to contribute whenever the top six players are being shut down or having an off night. So I would agree with that. There's the ability to move some players around. If a guy isn't going on the top six lines or top line, we can move a guy from the third or fourth line to slot into those positions. Halliburtt is a player like that. Lipinski's a player like that. So it gives you some flexibility to have some different looks offensively, especially on the road when the other team's looking for some matchups. But, yeah, depth would be one of the strengths without a doubt with this group.
Coach, you had this Victoria team, I thought, certainly in the first half of the hockey game, on their heels a lot. And it felt to me like one of the reasons was the ability of a guy like Justin Sorda to strip pucks. They were threatened. They couldn't really get the transition going. I saw him start that last year in the bubble. What does he do to be so effective to take pucks? I mean, that first goal, he stripped the puck right at the blue line and went 2-on-1 and you tic-tac-toe all the way to the net. And he did it 3 or 4 times. What makes that so effective with him? Is his reach, is his skating, or a combination of everything?
I'd say a good combination of both, but the strongest things that jump out is his hockey IQ. Like, he's making reads on where that puck is going next. If a player is making a drop pass, or if a player looks to, making passes through the neutral zone or on a breakout, and he has the ability from that anticipation, that hockey IQ with his speed to get there. And all of a sudden, as you've seen, he has a breakaway or a 2-on-1. So he's one of those players that, there's certain structure that you look for to a game, but Swords plays on the edge of that in a good way. Because he has the ability, he can push the envelope and maybe get caught out of position. But 9 times out of 10, he's going to get the puck back and create a scoring chance or a goal where other guys might not have the gifts to be able to compensate now and get their legs moving and get back in a position where he has that element of surprise and that quickness to do that.
Very quickly, Justin sort of thrown out of the game, sitting down right here in front of us, and I watched him in the third period. He had a towel to his face quite a bit. Was he cut in the altercation?
Yeah. He took a cross check to his teeth there on the bottom. So he was bleeding when he came off the ice.
And he gets kicked out of
the
game.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a weird play, and certainly we'll sort of keep our eyes on what might unfold, kind of stemming from that, coach. But just two quick thoughts from you, and then we'll quickly hit on Prince George, and then we'll get you out of here. Connor Horning, first star of the game, in game 200, no less, in the WHL for Connor Horning, 20-year-old defenseman for you. Thought about Horning, and a thought about Vikman as well.
Well, Vikman, again, made some key saves at key moments, was strong on the penalty kill. The save in particular jumps out as the second period, the sliding save that he made. But he's big, he covers a lot of the net, and he's in position. So I thought he played a strong game, obviously, by the score. But just when you look at a goalie, how he moves in the net and what he gives up, the way his positioning, the way he sits in there right now, it looks real strong. There's obviously Paul Fricker's going to work with him and fine-tune that to get him to the next level. But he had a real strong outing. And Connor Horning, Horns has, he had a good stint with the bubble. But I thought over the summertime he made a real commitment. Management talked to him about making sure he comes back and gets himself in the type of shape that we need, because he's going to play some large minutes. And again, that's nothing against Horns. It was a weird year last year with guys. Is the season going? Is it not going? When it finally went, some guys weren't where they usually would be coming into training camp. But I feel Connor in the offseason trained well, worked on skills, and he's that force. We need him to be on the back end. We had 5 defensemen tonight, and 3 of them were pretty much first-year players. So Brownie and Horns are going to log a lot of minutes, and they're important pieces for us. But it's nice to see Connor in his 200th game get the first star.
When he was 17, he led Swift Current, tied for Swift Current scoring. He had 7 goals, 23. He had 30 points as a 17-year-old. And, coming to Vancouver, a little more structure, a little more demands defensively. Obviously, he probably reined his game in a little bit. It's good to see him do what he did. Last question for me. Coach not behind the bench, Michael Dick watching, I understand, from the hotel room, wherever he watched, doesn't matter. Was he in communication? Is he allowed to communicate with you at all during the game?
No, he. I didn't. I talked to Dicker during the day, obviously traveling here. But no, there's no communication.
No phone calls or nothing.
No phone calls. No.
Prince George Cougars Friday night at home, coach. Your first game at the Langley Events Center.
Oh, yeah.
Your first home game with the Vancouver Giants. That it. I'm beaming just saying it out loud because we can finally sort of turn the attention to it. Just a thought about Prince George, what you remember about them from a season ago, and just what that night is going to mean to play in front of home fans again.
Well, they're a good young team. You know, we saw them in that last exhibition game. We know that they have some good balance from top to bottom. And is always going to be a competitive game, just like, you know, we see in this division. And just with regards to playing at home and having fans in the building, you know, it really makes you appreciate even being on the road and seeing people in the stands cheering, the atmosphere. It just makes you really puts things in perspective on what we went through, hockey in a whole, with not having that energy in the building, not being able to perform in front of a crowd, and now the chance to do it at home. So I'm sure the players are really looking forward to it, myself and the rest of the staff the same. But it will be. It feels like I've been here a long time, and it's weird not to have to be able to be in that building and be part of a home game. But it's definitely something that the group's looking forward to.
Dan, can I ask one more?
Of course.
Coach, one game a week basically for the next 3 weeks. Is that good at this time of year, or is that not so good?
Yeah, I think it's good. With we have a chance to really button down some the style of play we want, our systems, the details. Sometimes, you know, whatever level you're at, you're traveling, you're playing 3-4 games a week. There's not as much practice time. So right now we're having the chance to really, you know, get our guys in position and how we want them to work as a unit from in all three zones. So I see it as a good thing. It's a fine balance. I say that now, you know, when we have this question again towards the end of October, it might be different. But to this point, it's been a good thing with having almost like an extended training camp here as we move forward.
Keith McCambridge and his post-game thoughts after the 5-0 win for the Vancouver Giants over the Victoria Royals. White Spot Giants this week continues. Connor Horning, what a game for him. He had a goal, he was the first star of the game, and all in his 200th career game in the WHL. Earlier today, had a chance to catch up with Connor Horning to speak all about 200 games in the WHL and his outlook on the Vancouver Giants for 2021-2022. Here's Connor Horning on White Spot Giants this week. So Connor, game 200 for you takes place this past weekend in Victoria, and quite a fitting 200th game, if I do say so myself. Your team gets the win, you get a goal, and you're named the first star of the hockey game. But before we dive into that, what can you tell me about game number one for Connor Horning in the Western Hockey League?
Yeah, I was we were playing in Saskatoon. It was my 16-year-old year, and yeah, it was first game of the season, and I worked my way onto the opening day lineup, so obviously that was pretty exciting. And honestly, I don't really remember much about the game. I just remember I was super nervous, and the only thing I remember is I was -2 that game. So yeah, other than that, I was just super excited to be playing in the league. And yeah,
so we fast forward then 200 games later, and a lot of ups and downs along the way. You look at your career kind of through a bit of a lens now that you're an overager. How long did it take you, Connor, to sort of feel like that light bulb moment where it went from just trying to stay in the lineup to being a regular game-to-game factor for your team?
Yeah, I think obviously in my 16-year-old year, we had a really strong team, and as a 16-year-old, it was kind of hard to kind of get that consistency in the lineup. So I think going into my 17 year, and you know, I had a talk with my coach going into that year, and he said that I would be playing a bigger role, and so I think that gave me confidence, and I got off to a good start that year and just kind of went with it. So I think that was a big moment, just knowing that I was, you know, an everyday player in the league, and I was capable of being that.
You and I have talked about this a few times before, Connor, but I wouldn't mind talking about it again. That day in November. I remember getting the phone call after the Giants had played a game saying that a trade was upcoming. You're traded from the only WHL team that you had known at the time to your home province, to the Vancouver Giants. So from Swift Current to Vancouver, when you found out about the trade, how did you initially react?
Yeah, just super excited. You know, Vancouver was a team that had just been removed from the finals the year before. So right away, I knew I was coming to a winning environment, and that's always exciting, especially coming from a team that was in a rebuild and, you know, was in the early stages of it, being back in a winning environment again. I was just super excited, and the fact that it was in my home province as well, was it just made it that much better.
Connor Horning, my guest here on White Spot Giants This Week. And Connor, I want to circle back a little bit to the Swift Current transition. You know, the statistically you touched on it, that 17-year-old season for you. You look at what you were able to do offensively, 31 points. You come to Vancouver, and all of a sudden it's a totally different team, different system, different makeup, different sort of approach to the game, I think, in many respects. How long did it take you to sort of feel like you found your footing with your new team?
I would say it took a little while. I mean, obviously, it was different playing for, you know, new coaches. The one good thing is I played for Jamie Heward a couple of years before in Swift Current, so that made it a little bit easier. But obviously, just the new system and new teammates and just trying to get to know everyone, it took a little bit of time, and I think that's normal. And yeah, so I'd say, yeah, it took probably a month, and then you know, it became a lot easier, and you know, I started to feel more confident with my game.
The season pauses because of COVID-19 and ultimately gets canceled. And then from there, Connor, it was a year of complete uncertainty and a lot of false starts and a lot of moving the goalposts as far as, okay, we're starting here in October. Nope, we're starting in January. Nope, we're finally starting the season in March in Kamloops, but you're in a bubble. I remember speaking to you not long after the season had ended, and you kind of spoke about your experiences in the hub and sort of what it meant to you guys to have that chance to play. But now that you have been back with the team and that you're going to your home rink to practice every day, now that you've played one regular season game in front of fans again, Connor, how different truly is this season compared to what you lived in that hub?
Yeah, I kind of touched on it there. It was a very interesting season, to say the least. I mean, just from, you know, the whole waiting and just kind of, you know, hoping that there would even be a season. And, yeah, we were pretty privileged to be able to play a few games last year, even in the setting with the bubble and staying in the hotel. You know, we were very fortunate that we were able to play some games. But yeah, just going into this year, it's definitely got more of a normal feel. Just coming, being back in Vancouver and practicing in Ladner, and then, you know, the bus trip to Victoria, taking the ferry, playing a road game. It's definitely got a much more regular feel to it from, you know, last year.
Chatting with Connor Horning, overage defenseman, 20-year-old. He was the first star of the game for the Vancouver Giants in a 5-0 win Saturday night against the Victoria Royals. This summer, you trained your ass off. You can tell just by looking at you. Take me back to the summer. Take me back to what it was maybe about the motivation for yourself. Was it the fact that this is the final kick at the can for you? Was there some conversations with the team? Whatever it was, you certainly took it and you made it work for yourself. What did your summer of training look like?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, like you said, one last kick at the can, and just kind of going into the summer, I didn't want to, you know, waste that opportunity. You know, I didn't want to have any regrets by the end, and so I just kind of took that as motivation and just trained as hard as I could, did what I had to do to improve my game, and just get stronger and come to camp in the best shape possible. And you know, I think that's kind of translated my game so far this year, and yeah, just trying to build on that moving forward.
Connor, it's a young defense corps for the Vancouver Giants. A lot of similar faces, you know, a couple of additions, of course, with Cade McNelly joining the fray back there. But yourself and Cade, two 20-year-olds back there, you see the youth coming. Tell me about the responsibilities and sort of all that sort of comes with the confidence of age and being a 20-year-old and knowing that every single game you play in this season, you're going to be looked upon to lead this team in a variety of situations.
Yeah, obviously it's exciting. And, you know, I've as a 16-year-old and even 17-year-old, I had some great leaders on my teams in Swift Current, especially on the back end. Like, I look at a guy like Colby Sissons, Artem Nulin, you know, guys like that that I used to play with. And just they really took me under their wing and kind of just you know, helped me out in any way that they could. You know, they had a lot of responsibility in those years as top guys, and yeah, so just kind of I just want to do the same for these young guys, just kind of leaning on the ice, and you know, if they have any questions or concerns or anything throughout the year. I mean, I have a lot of experience in this league, and, you know, hopefully I can kind of bring some knowledge on them in that regard.
Kind of a weird question to ask, Connor, because I know you haven't faced every single team yet, but I mean, I know when you and I talked in training camp, you were excited about what you saw, some of the new faces, of course, with new players, Thorpe, Mount, McNelly, and the influx of youth. But I mean, Kamloops, of course, they've been billed as a top team, and I think for good reason. You look at a Portland, you look at an Edmonton, the preseason top 10 lists, CHL rankings, blah blah blah. How close are the Giants in your mind to being right there in that conversation?
Yeah, I think we're very close. If not, we might even be in that conversation. I mean, obviously, you kind of just look at up and down our roster, and you know, we have a lot of really skilled forwards, especially. And you know, I think the one thing is we have a team that is able to really be a threat offensively, and so that's obviously exciting. And then, but yeah, just kind of. We just got to really focus on just playing a complete game every night, and just having that consistency throughout the season. And yeah, I think there's no doubt that we're a top team in this league, and that we could be up there with those Edmontons, Kamloopses, and yeah, all those teams.
What did you like about Saturday?
I mean, just being back in front of fans. I mean, there was a great energy in the crowd. Coming out for warm-ups and just seeing kids slamming on the glass, obviously that's just super special to have back. And then yeah, just kind of getting our feet under us and just being able to play a game again, a meaningful game, playing for points. And yeah, I think it was a good start to the year. Obviously, you know, it's our first game and there's a lot to build off of, but you know, can't really complain when you win 5-0 in your first game.
Just a thought, Connor, from you about Friday night and the home opener, and the first time in since February the 28th, I think it is, or late February, the last time you played a home game at the Langley Event Center.
Yeah, so excited. I think everyone is too in the room. We're just so excited to see the fans and to hear that energy that they bring every night. And yeah, so we're looking forward to it, and yeah, we're going to be ready to go. And You know, PG is going to be a good test for us. I mean, they, like you said, Kamloops is a top team in this league, and they gave Kamloops a run for their money the other night. So they're a tough team too. And yeah, but we're focusing on ourselves right now, and we're just excited to go for Friday.
Couldn't be happier for you, buddy, that game number 200 was so memorable for you and your teammates. Really looking forward to seeing how this season unfolds for you, and I'm sure we'll be doing one of these again before too long. Connor, thanks for this. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Really excited to welcome you and the guys to the rink on Friday and watching you play again.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. I appreciate it.
Connor Horning had a great game, and here's to a terrific 20-year-old overage season for the Kelowna product. The 20-year-old defenseman for the Vancouver Giants, Connor Horning. This is White Spot Giants This Week. We'll take a break. When we come back, Fraser Rogers, voice of the Prince George Cougars, joins us next. White Spot Giants This Week continues shortly on Sportsnet 650.